supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, did different experiments with 1,300 adults related to mood and how accepting people were of their moods. What did they find out?
They studied specifically what they called downbeat moods, just moodiness or kind of a depressed mood. And what they found in these studies was that those who tried to make themselves happier, those who felt there was something wrong with the way they were feeling, they got even more depressed, more downbeat. But those who accepted the mood for what it is, just a mood, they tended to get through it faster.
What do you make of that, though? I mean, I'm wondering about the whole fake it until you make it type thinking, where you sort of just try to be perhaps more cheerful until you actually feel more cheerful.
Well, there's that. But what they found here, Mike, is, you know, kind of accepting your downbeat mood. That doesn't, we're not talking about giving into it or self-pity, you know, or you know, nurturing your own depression, which a lot of people do. We're just talking about accepting it for what it is. So what happens here, Mike, is if you don't do that, if you fight with it, then what you're really doing is you're feeling shame or guilt about being downbeat. You're telling yourself, this is something I shouldn't feel. I got to fix it. And what we're really rejecting is our own moods, and you can't do that.
So it's more saying, wow, I'm really in a bad mood today. Let me see how I can move on from here.
I'll give you an example, Mike, and a personal one. We all have days where we're more insecure than others. And I was having a bad day. And so we went out to dinner with another couple, and my insecurity kicked in. I don't belong here. They're brighter than I am. All, you know how the mind goes, right? I began to torment myself. And in that moment, I realized, oh, I'm having one of my crazy episodes now. And I truly felt compassion for myself. So I did sit quietly, but I felt much more at ease.
It sounds like you're recognizing the mood for just that, a mood. And in 5 minutes, I will probably have another mood and then another one.
Exactly. Don't fight with it. You know, one of my teachers said that the sky has no argument with the clouds. You know, they just pass.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.